This is PCJ Radio International.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station Show. Calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles. Spreading happiness. You're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Perron, and as always, it's very nice to have you with me for the next little while. If I do sound a little more subdued right now, there is a reason for that. Well, we just actually ended the Chinese New Year a few days ago on Wednesday, and things sort of went back to normal. I'm still in the process of doing this TV series right now, and then I'm going to take a couple weeks off, and then we will be resuming our shortwave transmissions in March, and there is something very special in March for that first program, but I will keep you in suspenders, keep you in suspense, I really meant to say, for a little bit longer. The program, of course, for our partner stations will continue, as it always does. But our shortwave transmissions will be resuming in March, all right? And you'll find the dates and everything on our website, which will be posted very, very soon with a full schedule and some other interesting things that we will be doing in the new year. So, as they say, keep your ear to the ground. Make sure, of course, the ground is clean and that nobody was walking a dog there previously. I'm not going to have to say any more on that. You can use your imagination if you really want to. Let's begin today with some music. The song is called Light My Fire. Now, of course, everybody knows the song, but I'm not talking about the version by The Doors. No. I'm talking about a different one that, I mean, this is actually, apparently, I was reading recently that this song, Light My Fire, is one of the most covered songs ever. There's been so many different versions of it, even a version by Mae West. Yes, many, 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 many years ago, Mae West also did a version of it, which is quite unique. I don't have it with me today. I'll try to dig it up because it's quite interesting. The version we are going to listen to is by the Mike Flowers Pops. Here they are with Light My Fire on your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International.
You know that I would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, babe, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Yeah, come on, baby, light my fire. Let's try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in your mire. Try, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Yeah, come on, baby, light my fire. Let's try to set the night on fire.
Light My Fire, the Mike's Flowers Pops, beginning today's program. The other day, as I was going through my email, now, normally I go through my email all the time, but I haven't been doing so over the past couple of weeks, as often as I normally do. I came across an email from, well, actually, somebody that I had not spoken to or met in 20 years, actually over 20 years. Her name is Norma King. Norma King, and for many years, she worked at the British Consul General in Montreal, Canada. And we became friends in the 1980s because she knew that I was a big fan of the BBC World Service. So she would bring in stacks of copies. I don't know if you, how many of you remember this, but there was a magazine, BBC World Service used to put out called London Calling. And she used to bring in many, many copies. Now, as you're probably aware, the BBC used to sell this as a subscription magazine. But she used to bring in a number of copies that I would give out to other people. And she was also, at the time, the president of the Scottish Association of Montreal. She is a Scot, you know. And Got an email from her out of the blue because we lost touch. I mean, I'd moved, she'd moved, got transferred to other places and everything. And she finally got in touch after all this time. So I gave her a call, and it was so funny because she first thing she said, "Do you remember?" It's a bad impersonation, but as close as possible as I can get. She does sound like a character from maybe Are You Being Served, or could be a character from that show. And she said to me,
Do you remember when we invited you to come to the Scottish party that we had at the Consul General? And you had a bit of haggis for the very first time, and your reaction was very interesting indeed.
It was, actually. It was my first time actually having haggis. And a very nice woman. It was a lot of fun. We actually caught up, and now we're on Facebook together. So we've been actually talking back and forth, because the British Consul General at the time, the head of the Consul General, was named a gentleman by the name of Peter Smith. And Peter used to throw these wonderful parties that were held at the Mountbatten Club, which I later on became a member of. In Montreal. And they would have these parties and things, you know. It was very, very, very sophisticated. Lovely indeed. And, of course, it was always a lot of fun. You know, it was a lot of fun, you see. Now, the funny thing is, I know there are some people that go, oh, yes, Mountbatten Club sounds so elitist. Well, I mean, it is, you know. But I got along very well there, you see. Because being quite, how would I describe myself? Being quite unique, shall we say, and I'm being polite to myself, being unique, you see, I like to make people laugh, you know, and having a very odd sense of humor, I fit in quite well there, you know, because I used to do impersonations of some of the other members, and there was one chap whose name I can't remember, but if you looked at him and heard him speak, you've seen these programs before, and even on films where they say, you know, we're now joined by Mr. So-and-so, and he spent 5 years traveling across India doing a documentary on blah, blah, blah. And he was like one of these people, who, I mean, he's actually born in India, British parents, and he was in his, at the time, and he's dead now, but at the time he was probably in his late 70s, early 80s. And he sort of had the voice like, this is here, of course, you know, and he's traveling across India, you know. And there, you know, quite wonderful place, you see. And then, of course, you know, people were very nice, you know, very, very nice. That's how he talked. And it's hard to imagine that somebody was actually like that. So when you see characters like that, trust me, they are based on somebody real at some point or another. Yes. Okay, we're going to have another song. I'm going to dedicate this one to Norma, who promised that she would be listening this week. And she actually likes the band Matchbox 20. So, going out to you, and I know it's cold where you are. Here's Matchbox 20 and Cold on your program, Happy Station.
Is in between. If you could tell me now, what
Matchbox 20 and Cold. Well, we've been going for just about 16 minutes now, or just over 16 minutes. So it's now time to go to this week's mailbag. Now, I know this is going to sound very funny if I say, well, we're going to read out some Christmas greetings. Well, actually, it's because quite a few of them have actually started coming in now. First, actually, I want to say hello. This is somebody I've never heard before. I've never heard their name before. Their name is Jacques Augustin, and he lives in Rosy-sous-Bois in France. And he sent us a nice letter for our transmission to Europe on December the 22nd. Jacques, merci beaucoup pour votre lettre. On a reçu votre lettre le 6 de cette semaine. And he writes here, I hope this reception report will be helpful and encourage you. Of course, it always is encouraging. Your Christmas Happy Station show was fantastic for the atmosphere you created. I felt invited to share the hour of happiness with PCJ with an excellent musical selection. And your direct contribution to peace. Thank you very much for supporting Shortwave at this time in crisis. And, well, you know, it's not really a time in crisis. You know, we can't, as I said before, Jacques, maybe you missed it, but I've told many people before, we have to look at the positive things that are happening in Shortwave. Sure, it's not like it was, you know, 25, 30 years ago, but it's still out there. And we just look at it differently. And, you know, if we think about the negative things, we'll just be grumpy and everything else. So keep it positive, keep smiling. That's the only thing I can say. He's 63 years old, and since 2012, worked for a public finance department. He loves traveling and trying out different cultures, listening to different kinds of music, and, of course, the action. Thank you very much, Jacques. And, by the way, thank you very much for opened it. Oh, no, it is opening. I thought it was a sticker for a moment, but it's a card from Médecins du Monde, which is a non-governmental organization. It's a very nice card, Christmas card, and we've actually put it up on our wall, and it will go with the rest of them. So thank you very much for that, and as always, it's nice to hear from you. We now go to Theo Ratzmann, who lives in Germany, and we just got your letter. Now, I know that you wrote us an email requesting a printed version of our QSL, but as Victor Gunatelica said to you, that we only sent out the printed versions to those who write letters. If you send an email, we just do an e-version. So thank you very much for that, and we will be sending you a printed version very, very soon. Next to Etienne Certain, who lives in Niklas in Belgium, who also sent us a very nice Christmas card that says in Flemish, Happy Christmas and Good New Year, or sorry, rather Happy New Year, from Etienne. And he is a member of the BDXC, that's the British DX Club. There actually is, I know another DX Club out there, which is the Belgian DX Club. You are in Belgium, so does this mean that you're a member of both of them, or you're only a member of the British DX Club? I know that many years ago we did an interview on our media program with somebody from the BDXC who said that very often people get confused about which one is which because it's the same acronym, BDXC, British DX Club, and BDXC, Belgian DX Club. Next to our good friend TR Rashish, who won the new Texan PL880 that we're going to be sending out very shortly, wrote us a very nice letter. And by the way, thanks for the two stamps on the envelope. As I mentioned before in the program, and I think you remember it, I'm a big fan of trains, and there's some nice Indian trains on it, including a couple of postcard here of the Humayun's tomb, which is located about 4.25 miles from the city of Dili Matra. And I'm reading it in the back here, and it says the work commenced on it in the year 1556 AD and was completed in 1569 AD at the cost of something, 16 lakhs of rupees. What's a lakhs? I'm not sure about that one. I'll check it up online. Also a nice pamphlet called A Tribute to the Nature Lover, Green Land Farm Houses. And I'm looking at this, and it seems like a nice bed and breakfast, actually. Yes, I think I want to visit there one day. Very nice pictures, by the way, in this nice little brochure. And, of course, your lovely letter. And we will respond to you very quickly. And he also included something which is actually very nice. A 20 rupee note from the Reserve Bank of India. And now I can say, because I do collect money from all around the world. And believe it or not, the reason why this is nice, because I didn't have any rupees in my collection. I had some rupees from Indonesia and Bangladesh and Sri Lanka and pounds and shillings and everything else, but I didn't have any Indian rupees. So thank you very much for that, which will go into my collection. And also the other very nice stamp here, which is, well, it's a stamp from India. But the writing on it says, the visit of Emperor and Empress of Japan, the Tokyo Tower, and the Chitab Minar. Well, I'll read a little bit more about that later and find out what it is. That's actually quite interesting indeed. Anyway, Rashid, just to let you know, we are going to be sending out your Texan receiver. We actually just received the bunch just a few days ago. And I have to do a few things first before we send it out. So we will send that to you ASAP, and I have your address, so don't worry. And I'll send you the tracking number as well to make sure that it arrives. By the way, when we do return to our regular shortwave schedule in March, we are going to be giving a couple of other PL880s away. I think we should now have some music. And then when we come back, I'll tell you all the ways that you can get in touch with us. Here's Shirley Bassey. I Who Have Nothing.
I who have nothing. I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. Buy her diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you the way. She wants to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing. I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else. The link is on. Who loves you?
The one and only Shirley Bassey, I Who Have Nothing. If you want to contact us, either via snail mail or email, this is what you need to know. Our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Listen, and let us know, by the way, what station you're listening to the show on, and at what time, and everything else. And, of course, if you want to write us via snail mail, our postal address is PCJ Radio International, care of Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, 22070, Taiwan, ROC. Once again, PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, and that is spelled S-A-N-M-I-N Road, Sanmin Road, Section 1, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, New Taipei City, Taiwan, 22070, and that is in the ROC. And again, somebody was asking, why don't we just get a P.O. box? And I will say it again, shorter than I did the last time. We have applied for one, but there is a short availability of them. So when one becomes available, which seems like forever, and actually it has been forever, it's more than 3 years now, we will get it. And there is a very good reason why there's a shortage of them, because every year they only introduce so many new ones. And, you know, there's not enough demand for them. So if there's not enough demand, they're not going to introduce any more. So when one becomes available, then you kind of take it over. Very complicated. I know our address is complicated. It's like the Gettysburg Address, as I've said before. but anyway, when we do, of course, get one available, I will let you know. For those who were tuning in last week, you heard me, or possibly heard me, because I don't remember what I was talking about now. I never do, which is always the nice thing. We had some very unseasonable weather this Chinese New Year. It's the first time in many years that we had blue skies and very nice temperatures of between 20 and 25 degrees centigrade. This is unseasonable for us at this time of year because traditionally Chinese New Year is full of rain and wind, drizzle, grayness in the skies, and temperatures between 12 and 15. Well, just to show you how things change dramatically on... what day was it? On Monday, we had a very beautiful 28 degrees. Tuesday, 27 and a half. Wednesday morning, it was still nice, at a nice 25. And then starting at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the temperature dropped to 14 and windy. And it's been raining ever since. So, I was in a good mood during Chinese New Year because of the weather that we were having here in this part of Asia. But now I've gone through my grumminess again. Right now when I look outside, we have so much low cloud cover that buildings you should be able to see from outside our window, you can't. Like the Taipei 101, which is just a few kilometers away, you should be able to see it clearly. You can't see a thing. And even buildings that aren't that tall, bridges that are nearby, you just can't see them. Gone forever in the fog. You know, kind of blech. Anyway, we're going to have some more music now. And we're going to take a listen to a song from the soundtrack to the movie West Side Story. The song is called Tonight. And it's performed by, well, the movie starred Natalie Wood and Richard Beimer. But they're not the singers that we're going to listen to, because Natalie Wood couldn't sing, and same thing with Richard Boehmer, so they had somebody else do the vocals for them. So we're going to listen to the song Tonight, performed by legendary Hollywood voice doubler, which is what she is, and she also had her own singing career, Marnie Nixon, who sang as, what movies did she do? She did West Side Story, she did The King and I, My Fair Lady, she sang for Audrey Hepburn and other films, many, 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 many more. And Jim Bryant, here on your program, Happy Station.
Maria! Maria!
Shh!
Maria!
Quiet!
Come down!
No.
Maria!
Mother and father will wake up.
Just for a minute.
A minute is not enough.
For an hour, then.
I cannot.
Then forever.
Shh.
Then I'm coming up.
Maria.
Momentito, Papa.
Now see what you've done.
Momentito, Maria.
Cállate. Shh. It is dangerous. If Bernardo knew.
I will let him know. I'm not one of them, Maria.
But you are not one of us. And I am not one of you.
To me, you're all the beautiful...
Maruca!
Si, ya vengo, Papa.
Maruca?
His pet name for me.
I like him. And he will like me.
No. He's like Bernardo. Afraid. Imagine being afraid of you.
You see...
You.
Oh, Maria, see only me.
Only you, you're the only thing I'll see forever. In my eyes, in my words, and in everything I do, nothing else but you, ever.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Please.
Buenas noches.
I love you.
Yes. Yes, hurry. Tony? When will I see you?
Tomorrow.
I work at the bridal shop across the street, Madame Lucia's.
I'll come there.
At closing time, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Tony!
Shh!
When you come, use the back door.
Si.
Tony! What does Tony stand for?
Anton.
Te adoro, Anton.
Te adoro, Maria.
Good night. Good night. Sleep well. And when you dream of me.
The legendary Marnie Nixon and Jim Bryant as Tony and Maria, singing as Tony and Maria. We also heard there Natalie Wood and Richard Bramer. What's actually nice about the new remastered soundtrack of the film is they include the complete soundtrack. Now, very often, especially soundtracks, film soundtracks from that era, even like The Sound of Music and My Fair Lady, they wouldn't include all the music and the incidental music, but now they do. And this one is the full soundtrack. And they also remastered the 35mm magnetic tracks from the film to include some of the dialogue, like we just heard. So you actually have kind of a snapshot of what surrounded that song. I mean, everybody, a lot of people know the song, but, you know, it gives a little bit more life and a little bit more color to it to hear the full thing with the dialogue. They're very nice. And there's, it's a fantastic recording. The music, of course, is by Leonard Bernstein with lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. And it's something that I do suggest you go and find at some point because it is quite amazing. All right, you're listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. We now go for the remainder of the show, a couple of requests that we have. The first one is from Margie. Is that, I believe, that her name? Margie. And she listens to our transmissions to Southeast Asia. She is based in Singapore. She's not a regular listener. She says her husband is. And she said she heard me a while ago talking about Buddy Holly, but I never played it. By the way, you can catch us, by the way, on Gold FM in Singapore on FM, because you mentioned it here as well, that we should tell the listeners that. You want to hear something by Buddy Holly. So let's do that right now. The song we are going to listen to, because you didn't mention one, will be, let's see. Maybe I should choose one. How about Maybe Baby for you?
Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. It's funny, honey, you don't care. You never listen to my prayer. Maybe, baby. baby, you will love me someday. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there, wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there, wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me.
Going out to Margie in Singapore, Maybe Baby, Buddy Holly. And by the way, Margie, I really do think you are a Buddy Holly fan, because what I didn't mention a moment ago is that recently, I think it was just about 2 weeks ago, I heard that you wrote a letter, because I heard it on the air, to my good buddy, Larry London, host of Border Crossings on The Voice of America. And you also said that he doesn't play enough Buddy Holly, and he played Peggy Sue for you. So what are you doing? Are you writing all the stations right now saying, play Buddy Holly, play Buddy Holly, play Buddy Holly? No, I don't think you are, but thank you very much. And it's nice, actually, to hear that you're also listening to Larry at the same time. If you go back in the archive, you'll find a joint show that we did last year. Actually, we've done a couple of joint programs. And go and find them out. And maybe we'll do another one very soon. Speaking of joint shows, by the way, beginning in March for the new shortwave season, we are going to be doing some joint shows with other broadcasters. But you'll have to tune in to find out exactly what they are. Definitely, Larry London and the VOA will be back. And we have some other surprises as well. I don't know how much you can hear it. I'm hearing it in my headphones right now. But in our building, on the ground floor, they're doing some construction work. And they're doing some jackhammering. And as they're doing it, the building is shaking. And it's not an earthquake. No, the building is shaking from this construction that they're doing. And I can hear the noise in my headphones, so I don't know how much you can hear of it. So if you write and say, what's that noise? I'll tell you, it's some construction work. I was tripping over my words there for a moment. Yes, it is some construction work. Nothing to worry about. We're not falling into the ground, okay? Let's move next to a group that we have played before. It's been quite some time. And they're quite humorous. If you understand German, and if you go watch their videos on YouTube, this group has a great sense of humor. They're called Die Preisen. The recording is called D, which came out in 2001. D referring to Deutschland. So it's D in the middle of a blue circle, or an oval shape, kind of egg shape, with the European stars around it. And this is a song that they did called Pop Music.
Ich bin hier um zu sagen Popmusik. Ich mag Popmusik. Jeden Tag sing ich dir was vor. Hast du Popmusik im Ohr? Popmusik. Ich mag Popmusik. Jeden Tag sing ich dir was vor. Hast du Popmusik im Ohr? Ich sag
Baby, Baby.
Ich sag
ha, 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 ha.
In diesem Film bist du der Star. Ich sag,
ha, hu, ha.
Ich sag,
beep, 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 beep.
Für drei Minuten werden deine Träume wahr.
Yeah! Popmusik.
Ich mag
Popmusik.
Jeden Tag.
Pop, 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 pop.
was vorhast, du Popmusik im Ohr.
Ich sag, ich sag,
hey, ho.
Dein Herz schlägt schneller mit jedem Beat.
Baby.
Ich sag, ich sag, mach lauter, denn für dich gibt's dieses Lied.
Für dich gibt's dieses Lied.
Popmusik.
Ich mag
Popmusik.
Jeden Tag.
Ich bin hier, um zu sagen,
Popmusik.
Ich mag
Popmusik.
Jeden Tag. Sing ich dir was vor, hast du Popmusik im Ohr?
Weißt du eigentlich, was Popmusik kann? Sie ist tanzbar und regt zum Nachdenken an. Es geht um Billy Pop, Pop, Billy Pop, Pop. Billy Pop, Pop, Pop. Die Definition von Popmusik ist hinlänglich bekannt. Das ist hoch, hoch, hoch interessant. Es geht um Billy Pop, Pop, Billy Pop, Pop. Doch im Großen und im Ganzen geht's ums Tanzen.
Ich bin hier, um zu sagen,
Popmusik.
Ich bin hier, um zu sagen,
Popmusik.
Ich mag
Popmusik.
Jeden Tag. Sing ich dir was vor, hast du Popmusik im Ohr?
Popmusik.
Ich mag
Popmusik.
Jeden Tag. Sing ich dir was vor, hast du
Popmusik im Ohr?
Popmusik.
Ich mag
Popmusik.
The Peisen from Germany with pop music. I wasn't expecting the ending to end so abruptly. All right. Well, we are nearly out of time. Before we go, if you want to contact us, you can either write the show directly, hs@pcjmedia.com. But also, we want to find out and... if you can let us know where you're listening to us on, just send an email to pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. If you're listening to us on AM, FM, or shortwave, include some program details as well so we can verify that you are listening. And if you are listening online as well for the archive of the show, which is archived on Sundays, let us know as well. Our main website for all our programs, of course, is pcjmedia.com, so do go and check it out. All right, we're going to end off today with a singer by the name of Jean Leloup. Jean Leloup from Montreal, Canada. And this is a song called Fourmi, which means mice. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent, wishing you well. We'll see you again very soon. So long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.
présence des fourmis intersidérales.